It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Summer has officially arrived. Hope everyone had a great weekend and a wonderful Father's Day. ESPN Chicago and White Sox baseball now available in three easy locations, as we've been discussing this morning. And we're excited to announce, of course, you've got ESPN 1000. You've got the ESPN Chicago app, which you should have on your smartphone, available for all iPhones and Android phones. And now we've got the new FM HD signal, 100.3 HD2. You can hear us in the city. If you're in the loop, if you're in River North, we know historically it's a tough thing to do on AM radio, and Yurko gave you a great course in frequencies and calculus a little while ago.
Yes,
that explained why it's so
amplitude
hard to get
and frequency mode
AM radio when you're in an area with big buildings or mountains or tunnels and things like that. Well, now you can get us on the FM dial, HD2, 100.3 HD2. It just officially launched over the week.
You can get us there, ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app.
Yes.
And, of course, the big announcement, 100.3 HD2.
And you can watch
Fantastic.
You can watch on Twitch.
I didn't even know it existed in a car, but all new cars basically have this darn thing.
All of them.
I hit the menu thing, and then, boom, I typed in 100.3, and it came in and hit HD2. Good times. Everything's fantastic. And what a sound.
It's crystal clear. It's great.
Oh, my heavens.
Beautiful.
The what, Carmen?
News broke Thursday. We were already gone.
Right.
Waddle and Sylvie talked.
We were
about
gone. Ready for the weekend.
Ready for a long weekend. We had a long 3-day weekend. The Bears released a statement saying that they had indeed made a bid to buy the property at Arlington Park from Churchill Downs. A lot of Bears fans rejoiced, some a little bit upset. I know Sylvie put a poll up, and there seemed to be overwhelming support for the Bears buying that land, developing their own stadium and entertainment district, and moving to Arlington Heights, the site of Arlington Park, which is going away.
I would try to understand what the downside is.
Well, the one most common one that you see is this very, I don't quite get it. I never understand it. The Bears must play in Chicago. Their name is the Chicago Bears.
And we've pointed out over the course of time all the franchises that don't. Miami Dolphins don't play in Miami.
No, they do not.
They play in Davie.
The 49ers do not play in San Francisco.
No, they play in Santa Clara.
The Cowboys do not play in Dallas.
No, they don't.
The Jets and Giants do not play in New York.
That's right.
The Patriots are called the New England Patriots, so maybe that. But you'd think, well, Boston. They don't play in Boston.
They don't even play remotely close to Boston,
guys. They play closer to Providence than they do to Boston.
Exactly. I mean, which is why we'd stay in Providence when we'd go there, because it was easier to get there.
Easier to get there from Providence. I mean, we could go.
You can go on and on and on.
On and on.
I mean, it's throughout the whole thing, and you'll find out. Not every team is there.
It's a silly argument, quite frankly.
Not only but it's not like they've been only at Soldier Field their whole lives.
No, they were at Wrigley.
They've everywhere. They moved everywhere.
Well, they started in Decatur.
Right.
They moved to Chicago. They played at Wrigley. Then they moved to Soldier. Sylvie pointed out they reside in Lake Forest. Their headquarters, their home, where they practice, where they all live, is Lake Forest.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea that they must play in Chicago is goofy. There is no worse stadium to get in and out of than Soldier Field. It's the worst. Now, if you live downtown, like if you're Chris Bleck, let's say, but even and Bleck's got season tickets. They've been in his family forever.
Right.
You know, Bleck kind of lives walking distance. Like, I get it. Even Chris doesn't really care if they move. You know, I think he wants the idea that they could be a more modern team with a better product if they've got this added revenue stream. I mean, the amount that they sacrifice as a family because they don't own the park and then they have to deal with the park district all the time is really kind of silly to operate the way they do in this day and age. So I don't see how there's any downside. The more positive things for all of us fans would be you're guaranteed a Super Bowl. Super Bowls, probably. I mean, it's Chicago with a dome.
A Final Four.
You're guaranteed a Final Four. I heard somebody earlier today with Cap and Hoodie talking about WrestleMania coming back. You can do a WrestleMania again.
Absolutely.
You can do big concert events.
I mean, they did one at Allstate Arena. They did it.
Did they?
Yeah. 22. WrestleMania 22 was at Allstate Arena.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, why you'd want the smallest stadium in the league like that you still have at Soldier Field? I don't get it.
The bigger thing is how many days a year do the Bears make money off of Soldier Field? When they go to Soldier Field, how much money is to be made? How many days a year?
I would think 10.
10.
The days that they're there.
10 days. You want a facility that makes money 365 days a year.
Like Jerry World does.
Right.
Or like Gillette Stadium does.
Or like what you've got at Sophie Stadium.
SoFi Stadium.
SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. You got restaurants in there.
Yeah.
So while the stadium be closed, the restaurants are open. Even in Arlington, the ballpark in Arlington, they've got a restaurant there that's open all the time. Okay? And either you're charging rent or you're running the restaurant and you're getting all the revenues from the restaurant.
And that's why the Cubs built that, you know, building across the street with the hotel. And
yes.
Like our buddies from
Swift
& Sons.
Not 81 days a year.
No, like every day.
They want money 365 days a year. I told you about the nuance in the NFL, right? The nuance with the NFL is if you sell merchandise at your stadium, you keep 100% of the profits.
That's great.
The Packer Pro Shop is the Packer Pro Shop for that reason. Do you see how big that is?
Yeah. It's huge.
You sell it online through the Packer Pro Shop, you keep 100%.
Wow, even online.
If they go to Dick's and you buy a Green Bay Packer jersey, that is split with all 32 teams.
Huh.
Okay? You go to Carson Perry Scott and you get yourself a Deshaun Watson jersey.
Are they still around?
They're still around. Okay? That's split between all the teams. But if you go to the new stadium in Arlington Park with the Bears there and they got their Bears Superstore there, you buy it there, the Bears keep 100% of the profit. Now, in theory, that gives you more liquidity to go after free agents with. Not necessarily that your cap's going to be higher or that, you know, the Bears got to spend up to a certain minimum anyway.
Right.
But it allows you to have more liquid capital. So when you present an offer to an individual, you could present a bigger signing bonus. That bigger signing bonus then means more guaranteed money.
See, that's a key point that you just made, Yerk. So there could be an advantage by having that, you know, having more liquidity, having more cash
available.
You know, you'd like to think then that in every aspect of your organization, because football and spending, I mean, you're right. Most teams kind of spend up to that cap anyway, and you got to spend a minimum. It's, you know, it's hard to say anybody's really cheap in the NFL anymore when it's in terms of their payroll. But Yerk paints one scenario that is important to maybe luring or acquiring a big free agent when you need to. And you'd like to think that it also benefits every other sort of artery of your organization because you really become modern. Like, you can spare no expense. If you wanted to do it right, like, you've got all this capital, you've got all this extra revenue, and you can be creative in every possible way to spend money and be the best you can be as an organization.
Here's the challenges for the Bears now. Don't go looking for public money. Don't go looking for state money. Don't go looking for tax money from the Chicago Bears. That's not going to be available. It wasn't available for our guy, Tom Ricketts. Tom Ricketts had to fund it privately, which he did. That's what the Bears are going to have to do in assistance with the NFL. The NFL's got that slush fund they have for new stadiums.
So they lend them money for, like, very low interest?
They'll lend them money for low interest. But there'll be venture capitalists and others out there that have all that money would be willing to go ahead and borrow that to the Chicago Bears, you know, at a something plus prime, you know what I'm talking about, prime plus something, a couple of points on top of that. Don't come to the taxpayers looking for cash.
I would agree with
you. For this thing you're going to build up in Arlington Heights because nobody cares.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
In that regard, build it, they will come, they will spend. All right?
If you build it, they will spend.
Yes, if you build it, they will spend. I'm telling you, they will. And the Bears got a tremendous following. And if they're good, boy, I tell you, no better game in town than the Bears.
I mean, this could be, like, think about 5 years from now. If Justin Fields is legit, if they're moving into a brand new billion-dollar stadium and entertainment complex. Like, think about the juice that could be running through us. You know, like, are we finally seeing the Bears, like, are they finally going to be something that we're truly proud of? And I know, you know, I get accused of being too hard on them and this and that. Look at the results. Look at the post-Ditka era. Look at post, you know, Muggsy dying and the old man dying. And look at the results post-Ditka. How many playoffs has it been? Six? In 30 years? Like, what am I being
coming
too hard?
Coming up on 30 years.
Or coming up on 30 years.
Will
like,
be 30.
What am I, how am I being too hard on them? Like, shouldn't the Bears be like the
better
Pittsburgh Steelers
yeah.
and the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers?
Even the New York Giants have won two Super Bowls in that time.
Like, how am I
Three.
Being right? Like, how am I being too hard? they operate like a mom and pop shop.
Yep.
Because they kind of are, but like maybe now you're finally starting to think big. Let's buy this. Let's develop it. We'll have this huge entertainment complex. Like Yurko said, it's open year round. We have all this added revenue. We have all this liquid capital. We're going to do amazing things. We're going to have a Super Bowl. We're going to have a Final Four. Oh, yeah, by the way, Justin Fields is the answer to all of our hopes and prayers. Like 3, 4, 5 years from now, we could be truly entering like this new golden age. And maybe I'm being overly optimistic because nothing in their recent track record tells us that they're going to accomplish this, but maybe they're finally like stepping out. Like I am enthused and excited about it. And I think Bears fans should be. Are you? That's the question. 312-332-3776. Bob's in Palatine. What's up, Bob?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to pile on to Yurko's thought right there of how this is all going to get paid for. Let's be logical about this. Well, first off, I live in Palatine, so I'm 5 minutes away from the stadium.
So you'd be thrilled, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. How are they going to pay for this? First off, how are the known cheap Bears, how are they going to buy this property? Because I'm sure there's lots of people there. Is Ryan going to step up and throw in more money for a bigger percentage of the Bears?
Yeah.
And then once they have the property, how are they going to pay for the actual building of the stadium? The slush fund is one thing, but that's going to cost a few billion dollars to build the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, and one more thing, how is, yes, you have the artery of 53 right there, which is there. Then you have Euclid. But how is the other arteries going to go there? Is Arlington Heights going to step up and throw in a whole bunch of money also to help build the infrastructure better?
All excellent questions, Bob. Honestly, I can't pretend like I can give you great answers on all this. Yurko, I think, did a good job kind of talking about some of the finances and where they would do that. And I hope they don't come to the public. I think it's ridiculous that these teams that are worth billions and these owners that are worth a lot of money constantly want the public to pay for their business ventures. Shouldn't happen. I hope it doesn't. But those are all totally legitimate questions. And you think, like, if you all got together and thought big, like, there's a money-making opportunity for everybody. For Arlington Heights, infrastructure, lenders, builder. I mean, all of it. Like, if you think big and just don't, like, pinch the pennies, right? I mean, you could say this is something that could be incredibly prosperous for a lot of different people.
By the way, the cost overruns for SoFi Stadium, they started at, it's going to cost $2 billion, it cost $5 billion. It took an extra 18 months to build.
Right.
So, you know, things weren't necessarily on time, mm-hmm. you know, there. It, whatever you think you're going to pay, double it. Because that's what it's going to end up being. So if you think you're going to budget for this
one
amount.
$1.5 billion, think
yeah.
of three.
Right? Yeah. I mean, extra 18 months of people working,
yeah.
not that easy.
Right. All right. So what do you think, Bears fans? Would you totally embrace this? And do you like the news? There are some that still think, no way, no how. They have to play in Chicago. The mayor said that. She's claiming that it's just a negotiating ploy right now because they're renegotiating some of the lease details with, I guess, the Park District and potentially some improvements to Soldier Field. And she, as a Bears season ticket holder, she's very mad. The Bears belong in Chicago. Not really. They should own their own stadium. 312-332-3776 for Carmen and Yurko.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Pretty hot topic around Chicago lately. Well, ever since last Thursday when the Bears released that statement. Yep, we put in a bid. Got to do everything we can to push the franchise forward. We put in a bid to buy Arlington, presumably to build their own stadium and entertainment facility, which would be pretty awesome. I mean, that property is huge. But we discussed it again this morning in the IDOT bullpen. Like I said, I think everybody's been discussing this. I was asked about it a bunch over the weekend. Driving, biking, and walking responsibly really is a matter of life or death. Learn more through social media or online at lifeordeathillinois.com. Super Bowl in Chicago would be pretty great. And, you know, you got a nice climate-controlled building. Leave the jacket at home. Yeah. Leave it in the car.
Perfect.
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 Final Four. Ooh, Ooh, baby.
They'd get right off the train, get in a little shuttle right over to the perfect.
Right there.
Perfect car.
I'd be more willing to go to the new stadium than Soldier.
By the way, I heard
Soldier's
someone,
just a pain in the ass. It is.
I heard someone call Waddle and Sylvia on Thursday and said, maybe I heard this wrong, but I think I heard it right. The biggest question is, though, no one's going to want to stay. These teams aren't going to want to stay in Arlington Heights. They want to stay in the city. That was my whole argument that one time when you guys were all
but
killing me.
They can still do that.
I'm saying that was my point. I said they're going to stay in the city. They're not going to stay on Arlington Heights. They want to stay in the city.
They want to stay wherever they want to stay.
It doesn't matter. Why would that
Who
matter
cares?
In any
I was
way,
just making the,
shape,
it
or
doesn't
form?
Make
I was just
making the
opponent want to stay in the city.
Doesn't matter where they stay.
Who gives a crap? Like, I don't understand. What's the argument exactly? That the other teams are going to be upset?
No.
Who cares?
No. Why are you getting so mad?
Because I can't believe it's being brought back up. What is the point of arguing or caring where the other team stays?
You're counting me out.
I agree with him. There's no point to it. I don't get it. Why? Who gives a rat's ass where somebody stays? They can stay in Milwaukee for all I care. I don't care where they stay. What are you even talking about this for?
I honestly, like,
the stadium's
I don't even know.
Stadium.
I don't know the jumping off point to that argument, though. Guys, you know. Yeah. Teams aren't going to want to stay there. Who cares? Let them stay wherever they want.
That's right.
Stay in the city. Stay in Palatine. Stay in Oak Brook. Stay in Milwaukee, like Yurko said. We don't care. It has zero bearing on the conversation
zero.
Of how it would help
None.
The people of this state and the Chicago Bears as a franchise. Zero.
Nothing. Who cares what the other team wants?
Steve's in LaGrange. What's up, Steve?
Hey, fellas, great hearing you, great listening. Season ticket holder since 99. I got a pretty sweet right now. It's a short drive to the game, or I take the Lipinski line from Midway. So it works. But the Bears have no choice. They have to do this. They have to go to Arlington Heights.
Why?
Because they would control their stadium.
Yeah.
They would own it. And they could build, like you talked earlier, they could build around it, bring all sorts of promotions in. Year-round facility.
You're right.
And that would make it more attractive to players to come play here. And I just think that I hate to lose them. I hate to lose a sweet deal I have now. But, hey, I'm ready to go to Arlington Heights. Let's go.
There you go. You'll still get there. Steve's
right.
Keeping his tickets. People have wondered about PSLs. Not sure how that would work.
Oh, well, yeah. I know how
and
it's going to
work. They'll have PSLs.
I know how it's going to work. Dig deep. That's how this is going to work, guys.
Dig deep.
You want to be a Bears season ticket holder? You've had the tickets in your family since 1928. Start digging.
Yeah,
okay?
Nathan Brown. Guys,
that's the way this works. Having season tickets is not cheap. I've had them. And when they became too expensive, I gave them up. When the Blackhawk tickets doubled in price from 2008 to 2015 after that, you know what I did? Said, no, thank you.
No thanks.
No thank you.
No
I don't
mas.
Want them.
No mas?
I don't want them. And they haven't been back to the playoffs since. I mean, the Stanley Cup since. They've been back to the playoffs.
They've been back to the playoffs, yes. Although even that doesn't happen so easily anymore. See, Robin Leonard, former Hawks goalie, played great last night. They benched Marc-Andre Fleury. I don't know if people are watching the Canadiens-Vegas series. I'm going to go on a limb and say no. What do you think, Merck? I'm watching. But I don't know if you saw what was it? So it was game three, Yurk. They're winning. Now,
right.
They lost home ice, you know, because Montreal won a game in Vegas. So they lost home ice. They're in game three. Vegas is winning the game. There's like a minute left, and Marc-Andre Fleury goes behind the net and misplays the puck. I mean, he couldn't admit. He put it on a tee, like in front
right,
of
right,
I mean,
right.
A little tap in, and then sure enough, Canadians won in overtime. So they benched him. They benched Marc-Andre Fleury for game four.
The Flower doesn't usually get benched either.
Well... Sometimes we've seen him get benched. He's had a wild career, man. Yeah. And Robin Leonard played great last night.
The Flower's not a big fan of being benched.
No, he's usually not. I mean, it was a bad misplay behind the net.
I want you to take a look at the footprint. Okay,
what are you showing me right now?
Oh, what I just
Arlington?
Happened. Yeah, I just had it zeroed in on Arlington Park. I want you to see the footprint that they have here. There it is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing surrounded by these highways, and obviously they're going to have to be different ramps and such. You could put the football stadium right there on the track itself. You could fit another track to the left and another track to the north. You know, I mean, that's the type of property you're dealing with.
Is that right?
That's theirs. The barns, everything. That's theirs.
Oh, wow. It is a lot.
That is a lot of room that you can do whatever you want with. That is more than enough room to create whatever you need.
Could they put their own casino, or is that like contingent? Like, does Churchill only sell it? Churchill wants out because they have a competing, like they have an interest in the casinos already.
I think the Bears could, like any of the other sites, like Wrigley, and you know how they could do their gambling at their places with their kiosks,
like points bet,
if
like
they're willing to pay the money and team with somebody.
Because they're partners with PointsBet. I mean, they could very easily say, hey, we're going to put this PointsBet sportsbook right here, too.
There you go. And guess what? You've got all the room in the world.
Oh, my God.
So you can build it within the stadium, or you can go ahead and put an outbuilding out there where you've got it right next to your stadium.
Like, can you imagine, like, if this did happen and then a Final Four comes here? And even if, I mean, like, having a kind of entertainment district attached to it for that weekend where, okay, I didn't score tickets to the game, but hey, we're going to go to this great brew pub they have there, or this PointsBet sportsbook with an awesome restaurant they have. I mean, like, you'd be right next door watching the action.
You'd have a hotel,
hotel attached
to it.
Like, think big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yurko and I are thinking big. If we had billions, we would be building this right now.
Billions.
A couple billions.
We'd be financing it.
We'd be financing it.
Making our money on the back end, kid.
I mean, I think big, you know? Like, it's exciting. Do it. Larry's in Downers. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I guarantee Lightfoot, she said she's a season ticket holder, but I guarantee she's on the good side, the east side. I mean, that's beautiful there. I went to one game there on my 50th birthday 5-6 years ago. It's beautiful. That other side, forget it. It's a joke.
Really?
The way the zigzag left and right, to go way up to the top there. I mean, 3/4 of the seats in that stadium are terrible. So we need a new stadium.
Yeah, well said, Larry. I'll be honest, I don't go to that stadium a lot. I've said this for years and years. I've been watching football at home.
I've been there for Taylor Swift concert. Ed Sheeran was opening up for her. I've been there for Kenny Chesney. So I've been there for a number of different concerts.
I don't know the stadium that well. Yeah. I mean, like, I know the United Center in Comiskey, like the back of my hand.
It might be the worst stadium in the world.
I just don't know it well.
Yeah. I mean, the worst stadium in the world is how I would describe it as.
You know, take a guess.
The ugliest monstrosity ever erected in the city of Chicago is that thing.
Do you know the last Bears home game I was at? Now, we like to go on the road and see them. I've seen them a bunch on the road over the years. You know the last Bears home game I was at? Take a guess. What year?
Bears home game.
Last Bears home game. Now, I used to go a lot, like, in the late 90s. I dated a girl whose dad had season tickets.
Right.
But he's sort of, like, he was older and he became, is disenfranchised the right word with him? A little bit. Like,
I'd say 04.
He was sort of sick of them, and he used to just, he'd say, here, take them. You guys go. I don't want to go anymore. It's too cold. It's this, that. I used to go a lot, like late 90s.
Find an excuse not to go.
Yeah, he's like, here, you take
them. So 2004 I have.
06. I haven't been to a Bears home game since 2006.
I went and saw when the Bears were playing great, and the year Trubisky was a quarterback.
The last game I saw was the night Holmgren.
I saw the New England game, and I saw the New England and Rams
game. The last night that I saw a Bears game there was the game where Holmgren and the Seahawks came to town on Sunday Night Football, and the Tommy Harris game, right? We beat the crap out of them, and they won that game. That was the last Bears home game I was at.
There's a Tommy Harris game?
Oh, man. Tommy was great. That game was kind of like, I don't want to say his coming out party. I mean, I think people knew how good
Tommy
was.
That was his exclamation point.
Maybe. Like, and that was, I want to say, like week 5. So it was still kind of early in the year. That was the 06 campaign.
Him and Tank.
Maybe 04, maybe week 4, something like that. Whatever. Yeah, he and Tank. And like, Tommy Harris was wrecking people. And I mean, he destroyed the Seahawks that night. And I mean, destroyed them. He lived in their backfield. It was incredible.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
They might, Merck. It's a good question.
Well, I mean, could he help with the snap exchange between Olin and Rex Grossman?
That's true, too. He was pretty special, though, man.
I mean, they put the ball on the carpet there, didn't Grossman keep putting the ball on the carpet over and over again?
They did. And plus, he had the busted coverage. He had the Danielle Manning busted coverage.
Right. Nobody's going to help with that.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Wait. Look, there's something bright in front of me. What's going on? Hey, let me go.
Tommy was.
They put a distraction in front of you, Danielle Manning, because they're going to run something past you. Don't you get that?
That's right.
You can't. I don't want to relive that again.
Going all the way back to 06. Yeah. When was the last time you were at a Bears home game, Merck?
I went.
Has it been a while?
Bears, Vikings, the game when Jay Cutler hit Martellus Bennett to win the game.
All right, so you've been a little bit.
I think Corduroy Patterson returned to kickoff that game for the Vikings.
Oh, he might have for the Vikings.
Yeah. The greatest kickoff returner in Bears history.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, no, that's not. That's
I
true
can't
statement.
Even agree with you on that.
That's a true statement.
No,
though.
It's not a true
statement.
Absolutely. Would you just let him go in the hall?
How's it not a true statement?
The energy you waste.
Even I'm
going to
call you
this.
Out on that one.
Well, I mean, you'd be wrong. Factually speaking, you'd be wrong, but that's fine.
Well, he might have the most kickoff returns. Is that what you're saying? He's got more kickoff returns than Devin? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for touchdowns.
For touchdowns?
Yes,
in
absolutely.
A Bears uniform?
No, not in a Bears. He's only got two in a Bears uniform.
Right,
he's got eight overall, Carm.
Right, he's not better than Devin.
Well, I didn't say he was better, Carm. Everybody's predicating the whole argument.
Didn't you just say he was better by saying he's the best Bears kicker?
I love you.
Listen, my argument is, the argument everybody makes for Devin is he's got the most.
That's true.
Right? So if you don't have the most kickoff returns, how can you be considered the greatest kickoff returner ever?
In fairness.
So he can't be considered the greatest kickoff returner. So the 12 guys that are in front of him at kickoff return are all better than he is at kickoff return.
Does Tom Brady have the most touchdown passes?
Yeah, I think he does.
I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah. Or Brees.
I think he's definitely getting there. No. But again, I don't argue that point. That's not how I like to argue my point. That's why people think Devin should be in the Hall of Fame, because he's got the most returns of all time.
This is kind of like...
And I think that's a horse crap argument is what I think. Just because he has the most, he deserves to be anywhere. My point is, using their silly, stupid argument of saying he's got the most returns, I can go ahead and say he's not the greatest kickoff returner because he doesn't have the most kickoff returns. You're saying it's flawed logic. I agree with you. It is flawed logic, which is my point exactly.
I would say that Devin Hester is the greatest return man I've ever seen, and I wouldn't say that because of his touchdowns.
Right.
I would say the eye test tells me Devin is the greatest return man I've ever seen. I just don't think special teams guys should go to the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
That's just
that
me.
And 14,
but I do think he's the best return man ever. I do.
That and $14 can get you a cup of coffee over at Starbucks. But by that, I mean a small coffee.
He's going scorched earth right now. Everybody,
did you see Sylvie's tweet, by the way?
What did Sylvie tweet?
6 minutes ago. What is the point where the opponent stays?
That's right.
Matt Carmen DeFalco.
Tell him.
I love triggered Carm.
Tell
he
him.
Could lose his entire 401k and he'll shrug it up and deal with it. At Randy Merkin brings up where the Packers will stay in Arlington Heights and look out below.
That's right. I mean, it's craziness.
Thanks for having my back, Yurko.
I don't have.
I mean, I have your. I gave you two donuts every freaking Friday.
And what does that mean?
You think I gave me some beer on Friday?
Do you think I could be bribed? You gave me 5-year-old beer. Hopefully, my kids don't get poisoned.
It's actually more than that, but.
Hopefully my kids don't get poisoned with that.
There's another thank you, Merk, that you needed. We'll be right back.
That comes in with a satchel of beer, Schlitz.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
If you miss something, the podcast is out there. The all-new ESPN Chicago app is here. Get it now.
Gideon on Twitter says, it'd also be easier for the kicker to go to practice at the stadium in which he kicks. Remember, like, Cody Parkey wasn't coming because they reside in Lake Forest, which is 40 miles from Soldier. So, like, he wasn't coming downtown to kick.
That's right. We had the ABC 7 helicopter up today. They went down there to kick. Remember that?
I remember.
Please don't come and film us. Please don't.
And then I heard Nagy on Frank Thomas's podcast talking about the double doink again. He thinks they would have won it all that year. Might be right.
Might be 100% correct.
Not for the double doink. So, like, here's, like, I have this dream. 2025 season, guys. It's Thursday night, September, make up a day. What sounds right? September 6th, whatever that Thursday is, 2025.
It would have to be the 8th to the...
Gotcha.
It'd be the second Sunday.
Yeah, I guess.
The 8th through the 14th.
The Thursday.
Yeah.
The Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, so Thursday night, September 8th. 2025, the Bears are opening up their brand new stadium on Thursday Night Football as the defending champs. They've just won. Justin Fields coming off his MVP campaign, delivering the Bears to the promised land. And the Packers are in town. And let's open up the new stadium by raising the banner. What do you think, Merk? Do you care where the Packers are staying?
I was going to say, how long a drive will they have in? Wasn't that also affect
they
the restaurant?
In Antioch.
Labor Day that year in 2025 is September 1st.
September
1st.
It'll
be September 5th.
There you go, September 5th.
Opener, September 5th, 2025.
September 5th, 2025. Make it happen, Bears. That's Carmen's dream. Is that your dream? Is that your dream, JR?
Wouldn't you know I screwed that up?
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay, what is it?
I screwed it up. I feel like it.
Your outlook.
The fourth. The fourth. One more
Which
day.
Is what
one
I
day
said.
Previous. I said fifth.
Okay.
You said fifth, so it's the
All
fourth.
All right, September
4th, 2025.
Now we got it. 2025. That's my
First
dream.
First Thursday.
Is that your dream?
After Memorial Day.
Yeah, your I'm 10 minutes from there. So
well, yeah, JR,
no
really
question.
Close. Merck, that's your dream, though,
it
right?
It is my dream, yeah.
Justin Fields is awesome. Bears have just won. New stadium.
Big stadium.
Tom Waddle's on the field as an alum of the organization. We're bringing out all of our alum.
Alumnus.
Look, there's Tom Waddle, 85 Bear.
There's Waddle, smiling.
He's got Sylvie in his pocket. Sylvie's like, come on, I just want to get on the field with
you. I just
want
to be there.
Bring me.
Introduce me to Cutler.
Yeah, even Jay's back. Even Jay's back, and the crowd goes nuts
they love
for
him.
Jay. Because
and
the Bears,
he's smoking a cigarette.
Because the Bears have won, and he's smoking a cigarette.
Smoking Jay Cutler.
And he's got awesome hair. And the Bears have won.
He'll
and
have
Fields
a,
is our answer.
He'll have a new reality gal on his arm.
Yes, that's right. He'll be doing Instagram videos with chickens and God only knows what else.
Oh, yeah, pigs.
That's Yurko's dream.
It's my dream.
It's my dream.
By the way, just real quickly on Twitch, a lot of people disagree with Yurko and Devin Hester.
No kidding. We don't need to go down.
Hester returned so many kicks and punts when everyone was king on him.
Yeah.
And then Todd O'Connor, 86, is Carmen okay? Maybe that's from the rant when you yelled at me before. So.
Well, that's because you're worried about where people are staying.
Yeah. Listen.
Silliness.
You can't take the producer out of the guy, right? I'm always, worried about where they're staying, right?
You do worry about where people stay a lot. Yeah. That's true. That is part of Merkin's job.
I can find you. I'll find you.
Yeah, Merkin will find you.
Yeah, I'll find you. I might not get you on, but I'll find you.
Merkin will hunt you down.
Merkin, wherever you go, I'll find you.
Will you?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Like a range ball.
Merkin can find anybody. Yeah, exactly. He's honed in like it's a... Like it's a range ball, just calling, beckoning for him.
Someone tweeted at me this weekend. You see that? It was a big bucket of range balls. Said, do I just take the yellow or the white tumor?
Yeah. Which ones do you prefer? High visibility yellow or the whites, Randy? What was your advice to that young man?
I said
man?
take both colors.
A little bit of both?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave says, I'm sorry, I agree. I don't give a bleep where Kirk Cousins likes to stay on the road or if Aaron Rodgers is going to eat at Chicago Cut or not or that the Lions prefer the cozy hotels of the city. It's about winning. No friends in winning. Hashtag Bears.
I mean, in Green Bay, sometimes the team stays in Green Bay and sometimes the team stays in Appleton, Wisconsin. Who cares where the team stays?
I love it.
Stay wherever you want. Nobody cares.
It's so great. But that's my dream anyway. I don't know if anybody shares that dream with me. If I could be really, talk to me in 4 years, you'd be like, you dope. Remember when you said in 2021 that the Bears would be moving into a new $1 billion stadium in Arlington Heights, raising a championship banner with Justin Fields coming off an MVP season?
$4 billion.
Okay, $4 billion stadium. You say, and I'll say, yeah, it's pretty dopey. I don't know what to tell you. That was my dream at the time. I mean, I'm not really predicting it. I'm saying it's my dream. I think that'd be pretty cool. Jared's in Dubuque, Iowa. What's up, Jared?
Hey, guys. So I was talking to Randy. One, when the Bears lost Platteville lost the Bears, Eastern Iowa, lost that connection with them. So the Eastern Iowa side and Dubuque's getting bigger. We're like 100,000 now. The Vikings and the Packers have really taken a stronghold around here. The fact that I could drive to Arlington Heights in two and a half hours, as opposed to go to downtown, which takes me 4 hours, I'm going to be a heck of a lot more likely to drive to Arlington Heights, stay there, or even come home than to stay downtown.
There you go. Hey, Jared, now you can finally get back in front of your beloved Bears, see? That's why we got to make it happen for Jared.
Right, you can even stay in Schaumburg.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not driving all the way down.
Stay in Schaumburg and then take the 10-minute, or no, what is that? That's 4 minutes, right?
Oh, man, Schaumburg
to get to Arlington Heights?
Yeah, to the stadium? Yeah, that's
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, that'd be nothing.
Stay in Hoffman Estates.
You'd have to build, you'd have to build some arteries probably, right? But infrastructure's good, we should be. Aren't we supposed to be in... Improving our infrastructure.
I mean, Rosemont's only 10 minutes away, right?
Depending on Rosemont. Traffic, down 90 can be a little,
Yeah, hectic. The team gets the, I'm talking about the team now staying in Rosemont.
Yeah, that's,
They got the police escort anyway.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Straight through the tolls, not paying one of them.
No.
Really?
The team doesn't pay the tolls?
Oh, no. The bus company pays the tolls.
Bus company pays
it? Yeah.
I thought they passed that back on to the team.
It's part of the charge, kid.
For crying out loud.
You know how it works.
I guess so, yeah. All right, let us know what you think. 312-332-3776. So the Bears have put in a bid. I don't know. Anybody else? Have we heard about other people that have put bids in on the property? You know, they're going to probably take it through the summer, right? They're doing their last racing season. They'll take it through the summer, and then they will see. So should they do it?
Should we plan a show trip one day after the show to go out there?
Sure. One last hurrah?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I mean, we really don't, we can do that. You know, it'd be fun, right?
Absolutely. One last hurrah where?
One last hurrah. At Arlington, just to say, you know, all right, c'est la vie. Yeah, Yurko's like, not so much. It's out of the way for him a little bit.
All right.
Next time he's going on that property is when there's a Bears stadium.
That's right, when there's a Bears stadium on it. And listen, Arlington Park, I mean, they used to be a part of the station. Now not so much, you know?
No, yeah.
They're on their last legs. I mean,
they're closing down.
It's like going to visit a sick relative in the hospital. You don't want to see them that way. I'd rather remember Arlington Park for all its glory. How wonderful it used to be.
Yeah, they're closing the joint down.
They've been cheating the horsemen for years.
We'll go to Hawthorne. You got the Points Bet Sportsbook there anyway. Wait till you see that thing when it's done, by the way. I mean, it's open.
The build-out?
But the full renovation and the build-out. Wait till you see what that's
going
to look
like. When are we going? Nah, that's where I'd rather go.
Oh, for sure.
Let's go to Hawthorne.
Are you kidding?
Tell him. Let's go to Hawthorne.
Because we got the book. We could sit in the book.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They got the harness racing, right?
Absolutely. Oh. All summer long.
I know what we're
Maybe
doing.
We find like...
There's got to be something Hanover running.
Maybe
we
find like an NFL Sunday when the Bears are in primetime or something, and we can go at noon and watch the 3 o'clock game, you know, the noon window games, like sit in the book, watch, you know. I don't know the exact date of when it's going to be open, if it's going to be fully operational. Well, I'll ask Jim Miller when we talk to him on the Odds Couple this Friday what the timeline looks like.
Talk to Jim.
But when that thing is like fully open, ready to rock and roll, hopefully for football season, like it's going to be spectacular. 312-332-3776, the number for Carmen and Yurko.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
By the way, Carm.
Yes,
Yurk.
Randy.
Yurk, talking to you. We have a new leader in the clubhouse for your AL MVP.
Do you mean in terms of the odds?
Yes.
Boy, Shohei, by the way, has been, like, he's
been
24 home runs.
23, I think.
No, I thought, maybe you're right, 23 or 24. Did he hit another one yesterday?
He hit one yesterday, yeah.
That was 23?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Vlad Guerrero is now plus 105.
So Vlad,
and
yeah.
Shohei is plus 135.
You're sitting on a good ticket, Merck. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's a good wager.
What'd you get it at?
Merck has got it like 8-1, right?
Yeah, I think 8 or 9-1.
Good for you, man.
Do you have it out there? Have you put it on prop
not
swap?
No, not yet.
You might want
it. By the way, Jacob deGrom is now your leader for NL MVP.
Yeah, I would think. Right? I mean, and not Cy Young, NL MVP.
He's way up in NL Cy Young.
Oh, Cy Young, forget about it.
He can take an E on that one.
Unless he doesn't, unless something devastating happens.
He's not pitching though, right? He's out still, so.
And that's the only thing that's going to prevent that. Yeah. He's unbelievable. Real quick, and then we'll grab a few more calls. SCOTUS has been trending all morning. You know, Cap mentioned it briefly as we were starting Crosstalk a couple hours ago with the guys. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that the NCAA went too far in blocking some education-related aid for student athletes, a decision that comes as college athletics struggles with the issue of how to preserve its amateur status. The court said that the NCAA violated antitrust laws when it limited the amount students could receive for musical instruments, scientific equipment, postgraduate scholarships, tutoring, academic awards, and paid internships. Writing for the court, Justice Neil Gorsuch said U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin was correct in dismissing the organization's argument that antitrust law doesn't apply. Her decision, he said, was based on, quote, an exhaustive factual record, a thoughtful legal analysis consistent with established antitrust principles, and a healthy dose of judicial humility, close quote. In a concurring opinion, Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that the NCAA and its member colleagues are, quote, suppressing the pay of student athletes who collectively generate billions of dollars in revenues for colleges every year. Those enormous sums of money flow to seemingly everyone except the student athlete, close quote. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot, but they're basically saying, we're throwing your appeal in the garbage, and what you're doing and what you have been doing is not right. I'm not smart enough to figure out the proper way to do this. How are you going to pay these guys? Who you pay? It's a messy, complicated situation. I really don't know.
You pay one, you pay all.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. Somebody a lot smarter than I is going to have to figure that out.
Your dilemma comes from Coca-Cola wanting to come in and sponsor Trevor Lawrence, like when he was at Clemson.
You think he'd move the Coke bottle away and hold up a bottle of water and say, agua?
No,
think he'd do that like Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, he wouldn't. And Cristiano Ronaldo, early in his career, was a Coca-Cola representative. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, they've got a video of him at Manchester United with Coca-Cola in his hand.
When you're young, yes. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
When you're suddenly worth a billion.
When they're not paying anymore. Right. It's no Coke water. Yeah.
No Coke water.
Yeah, no Coke water.
No Coke Pepsi. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what it means.
That's where this is heading.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Coke will come in and say, we're going to sponsor guys at Alabama.
Right. I mean, Alabama. So here's what the schools think. The school thinks it's our football team. Any monies that come in for our football team belong to the university.
And not the athlete.
And not the athlete. When the athlete has been the one that's been promoted also, besides the head coach. But everybody knew what Trevor Lawrence was after his freshman season because he won a national championship. Right?
Yes.
So you don't think there weren't companies that wanted to attach themselves to Trevor Lawrence?
Sure.
Why wouldn't they? The team believes that's their money. The university believes it's their money. Whereas now the individual will be entitled to that money.
I know college is expensive. As a parent of a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, like planning for college a decade from now, like in the amount of money that we have to try to save, it almost seems like it's going to be impossible to save it. I mean, like, it's crazy. I get it. And to say the argument that you hear most often is that, well, they are getting paid. They're getting paid in a scholarship. That as much as it is, it's probably still not commensurate with what they're actually generating for the university. Yurko's Trevor Lawrence point at Clemson is an excellent one. Yeah, he went and he got a free education for 3 years. There's no way you can tell me that Trevor Lawrence, I'm guessing Clemson is what, 40 grand a year, give or take? Sound about right?
Spitballing.
Yeah. You're going to tell me that Trevor Lawrence in 3 years only generated $120,000, you know, worth of value for Clemson? There's just no way.
Right.
And so I think your point is an excellent one on how, like, how companies see this, how the athlete sees it.
How the university sees it.
And how the university sees it as well. Like, but now you've got the Supreme Court basically throwing out this appeal saying, no, you're violating these laws and you're going to have to deal with it. Randy in Seattle wants to talk about my dream of
love it.
The Bears winning and opening up a new stadium. Randy, yes. Crush my dream, hey, Randy. Don't do it.
No. No dream crushing. I'm on board with you and the Bears as the defending champion.
Yes, yes.
Truth of the matter is, I don't care where they win it. I'm more interested in the Bears being sold to some decent owners and the houses and McCaskey family getting out of it.
There you go. Okay.
But championship, I'm all on board. I just also want to make a quick comment about your crosstalk with Cap and Hoodie from Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys got into your shtick about who's more Jewish, I couldn't stop laughing. And the funny thing is, you and Hoodie being more Jewish than Cap and Sylvie is absolutely true.
It is pretty good, right? Randy, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And in my dream, like, the most important thing would be the Super Bowl. I guess you're right. Like, if they never pull this off and they're still playing at Soldier, okay, I'll be pretty happy in 2025. If the home opener's at Soldier instead of the new stadium, as long as the banner's up and Fields is the MVP, I'll be pretty damn happy. We'd all agree on that.
So let me ask you another question. Would Bears players then move to the northern suburbs?
They already live in the northern suburbs, Randy.
They live in Lake Forest.
Where do you think the Bears
players
live?
You don't think players live in the city?
No.
No.
They do not.
No?
If you've got 60 players on the team, most of them rent because they realize you're not going to buy a house.
Let me take back that question.
Right. Most of them rent. You probably got about 10 guys buying homes.
Now, if you're Khalil Mack with 100 schmil in the bank, you probably have a nice condo down here. Where do you think Khalil Mack lives all the time? Where did Ali Silverman see Khalil Mack do his shopping? Not at State and Lake.
Yeah, I was in Deerfield.
In Deerfield.
The whole place, yeah.
Of course they live there. They live in Lake Forest. That's where the Bears players spend the overwhelming majority of their time.
The Cleveland Browns train in Brea, Ohio. Most of the guys live close to Brea, Ohio, because that's where they spend 5 days a week.
Come over here, Merck.
6 days a week.
Get in here, Merck. Yurko's going to give you the old leather shampoo.
Well, no, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to talk through with it. So
I think he knows now.
When he goes other places, he can figure it out.
I think he knows. Now he finally. You see now, right, Merck? You see clearly now.
Okay. Sort of. Yeah.
The rain is gone.
Yeah. Rain. Thank you for calling, listening, participating in today's show. And we'll do it again tomorrow. All right, enjoy the rest of the day. You got tons of local programming. Greeny's coming up, and then it's right back to Waddle and Sylvia, too. Black and Abdallah have a full ride tonight. Thank you to J.R. Strauss and Randy Merkin. Job well done. Have a great day, everybody. Yerk's got the final word.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
Wilderness survival. You ever been thrown out into the wilderness and just got to survive?
No.
Oh, we had a good time. That's why I earned my nickname Festivities.
That was the final word on Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.